Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
I got it. I got a prank for y'all. I got a good prank for y'all. But you know what? I want to ask y'all this first before we play the prank. When do these kids go back to school?
Well,
I don't understand. Didn't we used to go back to school right after the first? Wasn't it like 2 days later?
Yeah, we went back on New Year's Day.
Ain't nobody go back to school on New Year's Day.
We did. We had to go. If it was on a Monday, we in there. I don't want these kids to go back now.
Some go this week, and then some with the winter blizzard. It's affecting some of these kids. Ain't going back right now.
I'm ready for my son to get back to school. It's too much.
Why?
He got people spending the night. And two nights ago. No, let me tell you right now. Two nights ago, he got a friend that spent the night. Real nice, nice kid. I love him to death. But he done went to the freezer, pull out my Bluebell ice cream, and say, "Mr. Miles, you want any ice cream?" I say, "That's my damn ice cream. What are you doing?" You don't go to nobody freezer, pull out something, and go ask me if I want some of my stuff. What's up with you? Mr. Miles, you want some ice cream? That's my ice cream.
What's up? His voice is that deep.
This kid, oh my God. This kid, I had one of those growth spurts I've never seen before.
Okay.
In the summer, he was, I swear, 5'10".
Okay.
The kid is—he's 15 years old. The kid is now 6'2".
Ooh, so he's taller than you. He was taller than you in the summer, though.
Hey, Carla.
5'10".
That is so true and dirty and low. I'm telling you, that's very low. He's been taller than you, Tommy. At birth, he was taller than you. I know that. 5'10". I said, "Ooh, got him already." I know.
Yeah. So he's tall and his voice is deep. And he got your ice cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
I got some ice cream.
My son is about to be taller than me. I give it 6 to 8 more months. Jordan gonna be taller than me for sure.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah. Because my daughter has been taller than you for a long time. Sheridan has been taller than you.
Why am I the measuring stick, though? Why is everybody always saying who's taller than Tommy? Why do you always bring up height?
You bring it up.
Life happens. That's just how it is.
You brought it up.
Yeah.
It's our job to point it out.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? I'm pranking somebody. I think I'm taller than you.
Attitude? Okay. You switched on that?
All right, so y'all remember this is a celebrity prank. I got him good. I really did. Y'all remember Faison Love, big worm?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I pranked Big Worm.
Did you?
Okay.
Oh, yes. Wow.
And it was a child support situation.
Tommy, that's
kind of too far. You didn't think that was too far before?
Because you know, Faison ain't nothing to play with. You know what I mean?
Right.
Faison whooped somebody ass in the rental car play. Remember that? Faison ain't nothing to play with. I had to ask permission after I got through with this prank. I said, "Okay, bro, you cool with me?" Go ahead. He said, "Y'all dirty. You're dirty." So this is Nephew Tommy pranking Faison, y'all. Take a listen. Child support. Don't even worry about that. I asked that myself. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Is this Faison?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, man, let me ask you something. Let's just get straight to this. Do you plan on sending child support to Florida or not?
What?
When are you going to send child support?
Man, say what?
Say, ain't nobody, ain't, this ain't no game. Is you going to send child support? Because you already know what time it is.
Who are you, man?
Okay. Let me go. Let me walk back and go through this slow with you.
All right. Let's do that.
Say no more.
Let's do that.
All right. Say no more.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm in Florida. You already know what's up. My name's Danny. I'm hitting you up trying to figure out what the f*** is up with child support.
Oh, you know what? Babe, man, please forgive me. Send me your address real quick that I can bring it to you, put it in your hand.
Oh, okay. So it's like that. All
right. Yeah, that's what you want, right? That's what you call me, cussing me out. I don't even know what the f*** you are.
Okay. But you know what the f*** I'm talking about, though. You know what the f*** I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's what I said. Just send me your address real quick, and I'm going to just come up and put it in your hand, blood.
Okay.
Make it out, you know, because I know you care about my daughter.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to do is get this.
Give me your address.
I'm just trying to get this taken care of. All you got to do is put your in the mail. I ain't got to give you my.
No. I'm in Florida right now. I'm here right now.
Okay, then it's whatever. Then that's what you want.
Listen to me. You know Mr. Fish by late.
If that's what, do you want me to meet you somewhere?
Obviously, because you ain't giving me your address.
Okay, well, it is what it is. You tell
me. You said you want this money.
Hey, you just tell me. I ain't the rental car. I ain't that.
Hey, who the
f***
is this?
Faison Love. This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Derek Keenan got me to prank phone call you, dog. Faison. Faison, I ain't gonna lie, I was nervous to the and man, I ain't finna with this dude, man.
I'm like, you gotta look old. You can't. Well, I'm like, you age.
Oh man,
you got my blood pressure. I need some that water or something.
Oh, man.
Hold on, I'm going to get him on the phone now. It sounds like you were talking about, I'm like, what?
Boy, Faison, we love you, boy. I love you, man.
You're a beast
out there, boy. I appreciate you, man.
You're a beast. God.
All right, Faison, it's cool for me to run this, man. You all right with it?
Yeah, man, you got me. God.
All right, man.
All right, bro.
Yay, yay.
Ooh, that was... Come on, man. That was a quick prank, buddy.
Quick and to the point, baby.
Yes. Woo, wow. Faison about that life, baby. You hear me?
You seen his Instagram rant.
You better not run up on him.
You got him, though, Tommy. You got him.
You really got him. Send me your address real quick. I'll put the money in your hand. Uh-huh.
That's what you want.
Yeah, what y'all think? I think now we can go on and prank Rem Washington. What you think?
Pastor Denzel Washington. Not right now. Yeah. Timing is everything. Not right now.
He just got the Presidential Medal of Honor and everything.
I know, Tommy. You know what?
It's time, though. Sermon, this is the perfect time.
Good, you like his first sermon. I ain't like your first sermon. That'd be good.
I'm with you because I want to hear him.
Yeah.
But then...
No, you didn't.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
No. Not Alonzo.
I say do it. Okay.
Not
right now. It's too soon.
Thank you, nephew. It's too soon.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.